From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on Iraq's city of Mosul.
It's a very complicated battle space. There are a lot of regional security concerns that are in competition there. The Syrian regime's involved, the Russians are involved, Turkey's involved. It's hard. And there's a civil war going on right next door. So it's going to be a tough, very tough political environment and a security environment, I think, for our effort there.
He said Kurdish rebels and elements of the Syrian Democratic Force could eventually be a major part of the operation. He said talks with Turkey are underway. Turkey opposes any Kurdish involvement. Meanwhile, at the UN Security Council Wednesday, the World Body's Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien said the eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone with hundreds killed, thousands wounded in aerial attacks in just the past month.
The Aleppo offensive by Syrian and Russian military forces has been the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign witnessed since the beginning of the conflict more than half a decade ago. The results in human terms have been horrific. Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone.
Russia's ambassador expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause last week and its 10-day halt of aerial attacks on the city's center. In Somalia, local residents say Islamic State fighters seized the small port of Kandala in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The IS group is viewed as a small rival to the al-Qaeda-affiliated al-Shabaab insurgency in Somalia. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a U.S. coalition spokesman says as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces edge closer to Mosul, the Islamic State defense is stiffening. 10 days into the assault to retake the last major Iraqi city held by IS militants, Iraqi forces are trying to dislodge militants from surrounding villages. There are reports IS defenders, as they retreat, use civilians as human shields. The two main U.S. presidential candidates press their case to the voters in states viewed as crucial to election victory November 8. Democrat Hillary Clinton marked her 69th birthday Wednesday in Florida. Her Republican rival Donald Trump ended a three-day swing there and moved on to North Carolina, where he reached out again to African-American voters, a traditional Democratic voting bloc, during a stop in the city of Charlotte.
Every African-American citizen in this country is entitled to a government that puts their jobs, wages, and security first.
Campaigning in Tampa, Florida, Clinton promised to grow the economy with more jobs and rising incomes. Small tremors continue shaking central Italy after two strong aftershocks struck late Wednesday, not far from the area hit by a deadly August quake. A 5.4 magnitude quake was followed hours later by a stronger 6.1. Some damage and injuries reported. The August 24 quake took nearly 300 lives. In Venezuela, beset by a severe economic crisis that includes food shortages, opposition protesters clashed with police in the streets of several cities, including Caracas, Wednesday, resulting in the death of a policeman as well as scores of injuries and arrests. The opposition staged nationwide marches drawing hundreds of thousands against embattled President Nicolas Maduro. An electoral council halted a nationwide referendum recall being organized by the opposition to remove him from office and end 17 years of socialist rule. For the first time in a quarter century, the U.S. abstained Wednesday from a U.N. General Assembly vote on a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba. Samantha Power is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
The United States has always voted against this resolution. Today, the United States will abstain.
The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution, 191 in favor. Israel joined the U.S. in abstaining. The U.S. and Cuba announced a normalizing of ties 2 years ago. The embargo in place against the communist regime for more than half a century can only be ended by the U.S. Congress. An Italian Coast Guard spokesman said dozens of migrants are believed missing and feared dead after their boat sank off the Libyan coast Wednesday. The younger brother of the late Japanese Emperor Hirohito has died, Prince Mikasa passing away Thursday at age 100. He was the uncle of the current Emperor Akihito, who has hinted he might abdicate. Mikasa's older brother Hirohito reigned for more than 60 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.